God bless you for joining us this Sunday morning. We're glad to be here. The sun is shining here. We know it's shining above the clouds, even if there's clouds where you are. Father, we're just so thankful to you. Lord, we want to see you. Lord, we thank you for purifying us, that we can stand blameless before you, Lord. Thank you for making us qualified for heaven, qualified for the rapture. Oh, sanctify us, touch us, change us, rearrange us, O God. We just give you complete freedom, as you're the boss. You're our owner, our operator, our Father, our Savior, our everything. We thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for touching Brother Freedom today and our listeners in a mighty way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Freedom has asked for us to read Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear for the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee.
Thank you. Father, we just give you praise. Jan, would you pray right now?
Father, we do give you praise. We thank you so much for this beautiful, wonderful day that you've given us to worship you and to honor you. Help us to listen with the heart of the Spirit in our souls, Lord. Help us to hear what you want us to hear today. Thank you for blessing Brother Freedom and anointing Brother Freedom, so that all the ears that listen can hear what you're trying to say to us. Help us to hear and attend and to do as you command. We praise you, Lord, for this day in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We just praise you. We thank you for this special day. Lord, I thank you that you're real. I thank you that you're coming back soon. And I thank you that you're preparing your people, your children, to be ready for you. I thank you, Lord, for your great inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven for all of us. We thank you that you love us. We praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your provisions. We thank you for keeping us, all the things, healing us, saving us, keeping us free. Oh, that we have that freedom in you. Lord, we thank you that we're not in bondage. We've been set free, and whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And Lord, we thank you that you're real. We thank you forever faithful. We thank you. You did long suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Lord, I thank you that your word is moving mightily, and I thank you that you're not slack concerning your promises, as some men count slackness. Father, I thank you that you held off of mankind. I thank you that you still give them a chance. I thank you for that extended time. I believe we're on extended time, and I thank you that you're waiting for that last heart to be, to make his heart right to you, and then your coming is soon. I believe in my whole heart what you've told me. I believe that everything is fulfilled. But I believe that you're waiting for those that's not ready. You're waiting for them to take a move and say, I'm going to serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul. Oh, I praise you, Father. I thank you for that strength. I, too, want to see souls saved. I want to see them. I want them not to have that grudge, that heavy burden, that sadness, that with no hope. I want them to have a real experience that's so special with you this day. Lord, I praise you, give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's see you one day in heaven. Well, it's going to be a wonderful gathering. It's a day, all you out there in the world where we're speaking, I want to see you. Brother Freedom's going to see you face to face. And you're going to, God's the Lord's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest. Praise ye the Lord. God is marvelous. He's glorious. He wants to keep us for his glory. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal, but God's come to give us life and give us more abundant life. God will bless you every day of your life if you will ask him. Quite a few years ago, I made a change about, and I say every day is a good day. And I remember for quite a few years, I never had a bad day, and never. I mean, everything can fall apart, and still a good day. There's some things that God allows. I'm going to go into it right now because it fits. Here I was started in a street ministry in downtown, and here I had to work because I didn't have them. There was no tithes coming in. I had to pay it all myself. I had to work long hours a day, but I was doing it. And I remember in that one, about a year or so, what was going on, we had a tremendous move of God that night. I mean, we've seen people healed. We've seen glorious things. But that same night, I went home, and, you know, like Job, the Lord brought me low. It wasn't, he didn't flick me, but Satan was allowed to come in, and I went through a troublesome time. It ended up being a thyroid, but Satan made sure my thyroid didn't work. But God still used it for good, because in that time, I seen the powers of darkness. I could see people at that time that I never could see them before. I've seen the church. I've never forgotten it. It's like a mausoleum where dead bodies houses dead bodies. They're on the ground. They're in the mausoleum. And these mausoleums, wherever they are, these buildings, I've never seen them, but the Lord showed me, I can still see them. And they got drawers in them. They got bodies in there. It's dead men's bones. I started seeing that they just don't die in there, but as you leave that building, there becomes spiders. There becomes cobwebs. Dust comes in. I can see the dust in that to this day. It just sits in here. When they first built it, it was probably just a real swanky place. But the elements of time really brought down to it was really a pretty corrupt place. This is what God showed me the church, the temple of God was. They had died spiritually. This is what he viewed. And they were still having church. But in it, it was just the same kind of condition. The text today, it's really gripped me hard right now. But I tell you, if you'd seen what I seen, and the Lord just told me, I'd walk by. This time when I was very, very sick, the Lord told me this church over there is Ichabod. I said, that's a nice church. She said, Ichabod. They've lost the spirit. They've lost their first love. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. God wants to give people second and third chances. I've went through this quite a few times. I don't know why I have had, but now here, 3 years ago, I had preached about Gideon. The Lord was just all over me that night. I never will forget. My wife had passed on. I was by myself. And here again, Satan let me have a stroke. But through it all, I remember waking up in the morning. I was so happy. I was happy, and yet I was couldn't move. I couldn't talk. And what I really learned, there was not one Christian that I called, that was people that I associated with, even come see me. Nobody even cared. My brother here, he was the only one. There's a few odd people that sort of, they're what you call these troublemakers, they come. And I have to say, that's the only one that came out. And this is where we get, we find ourselves in a world that sometimes Christians, what's called themselves Christian, they're not even faithful. And they don't care. But we have to have the heart of God. What God cares about is our heart. And I also want you to turn to Matthew 23.
Then Jesus spake to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be ye not called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in.
For about 300 years or better, just before Jesus was come upon this earth, the Jewish had got down to where they was, it was all outward. They was still servant, but there was no heart service. Here bears witness what Jesus said at the time there. But this was going on before this. It was at that time when the Jewish people. But that parallels with us as God's people. Then a while, not very long, but a movement starts, and it doesn't take long, and the movement seems like it gets slow, gets sort of a little bit slow. What happens is it all comes on a natural basis. When we as Christians, we should start growing to the Lord of the Lord. You can put yourself a plan down for a church unless you have the power of the Holy Ghost in you and the power of God, the power, you're going to actually face things. It's going to pull you down to your heart's not going to be in it. Your heart, it takes that intercession of God's in you, that surge of His glory coming in your heart that changes you to be adapted to face what you face. And this happens over and over. You can see place after, they start well, but they don't finish well. The Bible says God's more concerned about the finish than He is the start. It takes time to grow in the Lord. We put off childish things. We seek the things that are higher. With this in us that's failing that, it should be a sign to us we need to stop it and see what's wrong. We just don't keep on going until we find ourselves going over the deep. We should search for God. We should call upon Him, and God's there to answer us, to help us. In James it says, He longeth for the time His children's going to come home to. He longs. God didn't want to come here to destroy His people. He wants us to live with Him forever, and that's His plan. Satan comes as a thief in the night. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. He comes to take away what you have. He wants you to walk in disobedience. And disobedience is a place that brings us all. If we're not in obedience, we're in disobedience. But the problem is, when we get out of obedience, we're walking in evilness. It's not the right spirit where we are. It's the wrong spirit. I couldn't know till recently why I always felt some way when I went certain places. The Lord just finally told me it's because there's wrong spirits there. They're there, they sit there, but there's a wrong spirit. It may be the spirit of religion, which is a bad spirit. That spirit, it comes on people that halfway try, but that spirit that letting them know and think they're all right. Another spirit that comes and occupies people is a spirit of proud. Bible plainly says we have to humble ourselves. The Word of God says, if my people which are called by name shall humble themselves and pray. But the first word, humble yourself and pray. The second phase is pray and turn from your wicked ways. Then turn from your wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven and God will forgive your sins and heal your land. That's what it's all about. That's what you should be preaching. We turn, we seek God, and we're going to turn keeps going up. It's like you're in a work area, you start working and get that cleaned up to, it brings you to a higher place. We have to serve God with all of our heart, with all our soul. The Lord knew in the natural, it's hard for us, God's people, to stay. We're just naturally, we just don't quite, can't always quite get it. So when we don't quite get it, what we do, we rely on self again, so we go down to lesser way. Pretty soon we get lesser and lesser and lesser to make everything look like everything's going right. We take the way of lines of least resistance. That lines of least resistance is when the powers of darkness coming against us, we're leaning away from it because we can't handle it. Just this last week, the Lord told me twice, He says, one man's filled with the Spirit of God, with His Spirit, full of His Spirit, can put off 800,000 that come against Him. There is power in unity. Unity in the Tower of Babel, God had to come down and confound the white language. Because they was going to build a ladder toward heaven. In Psalms 139:14, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. God came. That's why this don't have something in it. We are out there looking, and nothing satisfies us. Kumash, there's nothing. That's why God gives us the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes out, and you have something that keeps you settled. It's something you don't care about going places. You don't care. You don't want to be with the wicked because you can't stand it either. Like the Lord showed me about that old monastery. I wanted to get away from it. I didn't like it. I didn't like what He showed me. I didn't like it. I said, Lord, I know. He says, yep, that's what happens. I'm saying this, what happens, what I'm seeing. God, He's searching through the world, seeing where we are all the time. He's there at our side. He says, I'll never leave you. Lo, I'll be with you always. And He will. As long as we are seeking Him, He will be with us. He will never leave us. We'll feel like we're alone, but He's always there. He's always there at our side. We just have to learn that word, trust. I trust Him when I don't see Him. He's still there. I got to learn to trust Him. But when we try to wing it, we got to be a false, saying that we're not true. Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We've got to be truthful at all times with our experience with our Heavenly Father. We can't just say, well, everything's out here okay when we're having a real bad experience. We're far, we slipped off the ridge, and we got far from God, and we're trying to tell everybody, nothing wrong. We don't pray to God, we don't seek Him, we're just there. We're just letting people think that everything's all right. That's the time what happens to the condition of the church. We get sick like I was sick with a stroke. We lose out with God. If we lose out with God, we've lost everything. You know, you can lose your what you've made. You can lose your homes. You can lose your car. You can lose your wife. It's terrible. But I see some people that go to gambling places and this happens. That's terrible. You lose your respect. The world don't make any damage, but they feel you. But your respect, is to those people that's equal to you. That means other Christians. You should have a respect that they can respect. That respect is brotherly love. It's a place that keeps in a bond of believers, that keeps our eyes upon the Lord. My eyes are seeking a heavenly calling. It's not seeking what the world has for it. God wants us not to take value in what we're seeing, value in what we're doing. He wants a value in the supernatural spirit, a supernatural place, a supernatural calling. Hey, agenda is above us. The things of this earth grow strangely dim. But the things that we have for the Lord are going to grow more intense toward Him. We love Him because He first loved us. We love Him because He is my strength. He is my high tower. He will never let me go. His eyes are over the righteous and His ears over the cry. I make mistakes every day, even at home. And I said, Lord, help me. I was so involved yesterday in the Lord. I was going to bake some potatoes and I let them burn. The Lord said, that's all right, but you need to keep your eyes on what you're doing and serve me. So I haven't learned that. God wants us to learn to be what He wants us to be, even when we practical things. It's not practical if I'm out here Brother Dozier sitting up, raising up my hand, said, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord," and the cat's going over the bank. No, God don't want me to do those kind of things. God is reasonable in what we're doing. When we get what we can, then we praise Him. We don't do it out here that just to be seen. We do it to praise God. Many of us are praising God because we want people to see us praise God. And that's wrong. Our praises to God are the heart. What's the heart? The mouth speaketh. Come and shield the glory. The glory is found. And when we get in ourselves, then things really mess up fast. The prayer's not answered. Days don't go good. Nights don't go good. People get angry. Blood pressure goes up. See, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And when we go God's way, then everything relaxes down to where it's supposed to be. I was on a treadmill yesterday. I thought, I'm going to try it out and see how I'm doing. Because I'm getting better and better and better. And, you know, I was 107 heartbeat, which wasn't bad. I'd never been, you know, I'm not no spring chicken. But anyway, I got on that treadmill, and they got it let you know how you're doing. So I was 107. I kept exercising. Dropped down to 105, 103, 104, 103. When I quit, I was down to about 102, going down instead of up. God is in everything you do. But when I'm down there, I don't say, yeah. I see this one fellow, he comes in there, yeah, he screams, he ain't got nothing to say. God don't want us to be a spectator that belittles Him. We should be very respectful of our Father. We don't just praise the Lord for people to see us. Now, there's times when we get excited, we praise God anyway. But God understands that. But we don't, we're going to not take merchandise and give it to the devil when God needs it. And that's what we do out here in the public. When we do this, our level pulls God down. Our praise is the highest level to God. It comes in the praise, but you're not there where there's friction, evil doing. That's why we're to come out of the world. In the world, there's problems. Everything we face, because we're not made in this world. Our kingdom is coming to the God's glory, and we need to get that in our mind straight. You're not going to find it here. What you're finding is coming. You got to come to a look to that coming. Say, Lord Jesus, come quickly. I feel your presence. I know when these signs of times are truly here, you can say, my redemption, my Savior's coming. I'm looking for that day. I'm looking for Him to release me out of this world. But while we're here, we've got to keep in tune with God. The Holy Ghost is our strength. He is the one that comes. He'll keep you. He'll uphold you. But many times, I have done things that only God could do. But that doesn't happen to all of you out there. But there's a time when we can praise God, but there's time when we're to serve God. Now, when I'm in a gym, I don't praise Him there because I'm serving Him. Now, they don't see me how I'm serving. I am not associating or don't have any guile. My mind is pure before the Lord. There's no evil thoughts. If anybody's saying something, I say I reject that. I don't say it out loud, but I reject it. I don't have it. But I'm getting more hard hearing, so I don't hear it anyway. But anyway, we are a vessel of praise to honor God. Every place we go, you don't get down and say, make a sign up, say, I'm a Christian. No. If you're in line, if someone wants to come in the line, you should get out of the way and let them have the line. You're very polite. You're very, the things that God wants you to be, you're very assisting. You'll help. You're not anti like a lot of people are. You're not in a great big hurry. You're relaxing in the Lord. You're there as a vessel to let your light shine every place you go. You're a witness for God. And these some things can make you a bad witness, or some of these things can make you a good witness. But our praise to God should be in His presence. In His presence. God's not in this out here. We're in there, but God is, He's with you, but He's not with those round about you. I believe this. 100%. And I think that sometimes we have tried to run the two together when they don't fit. It's compromise. That's why we get pulled out. We need to be separate in our views, but yet We're living in this world, but we're not of this world. We're not fellowshipping with the world. My fellowship with God, my fellowship is not the world. Even I'm sitting beside, I don't fellowship with that. I fellowship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. There's no fellowship with this world. The peace of God that brings us salvation hath appeared, and all men teaching us, denying ungodliness, worldly lusts, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearance of a great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity, purify himself and peculiar people zealous of good works. We need to keep the Word of God alive within our heart. The Word of God is our roadmap. The Spirit of God is our one that goes with us. He's the one that sanctions. He's there as our spiritual. When we know how to pray as we ought, therefore the Spirit makes intercession with groaning. He that searches the heart knoweth the mind of the Spirit, maketh intercession according to the will of God. Romans 8 chapter says, I am persuaded neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principality, thing present, neither height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. You might say, well, I'm a bank teller. How can I be a witness there? Well, you can be a witness there. You don't have to preach. You should sit there. Just got a big smile on your face. Boy, your smiles make a lot. Smiles. Jesus is in the smile. You're red of all men. We live in glass houses. You know, this vessel we is very transparent. It sees through it. If you've had a bad day, bad night, it's going to show up the next day. If you had a good night's sleep and have a good day, it's going to show up too. It's just what we do. We're very transparent. If we don't read the Bible, we don't pray, we come someplace and go fellowship with those that sort of believe that we can do anything, your level goes down. And pretty soon you find yourself with unbelief. And the Bible plainly says that no unbelief shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. The fearful. But perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love is the pattern for all things. Perfect love will get rid of the unbelief. Perfect love will give your heart right with God. And God will move mighty for those that have perfect love. That He will move mightily in that area. That's what we work for. Well, I've worked. My heart's going to be perfect toward Him. I work that I'll have the values that God wants me to. I will be faithful in serving Him. I will commit my ways totally to Him. And though I'm in this world, I'm not going to be the world's not going to see me sitting down here as a changing thing. Now, if God tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. He will tell us if we need to do it. But if we don't need to do it, we walk softly. And softly means I'm not out to break the speed limits. I'm just sort of softly. And that's a witness. They can't put an X against you that you're out of step. Oh, he's okay. He's not doing nothing wrong. That's all God expects. Only when He gives us the green light do we move out. Our steps are ordered. We walk by faith all these areas. Though He's there with us, forward march, right flank, you go right. And left flank, you go left. About face, you go backwards. But very seldom, God doesn't send us backwards. We always go forward. He that looketh back to the plow is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Our eyes are looking for His coming. And I believe the coming of the Lord is very soon. He's coming. And we need the power of the Holy Ghost that we've never needed. We need an infilling of God's glory upon us. The glory cloud should cover us. The saturation of God's glory should be in such an aroma that it touches the hearts of people. The Spirit of God there. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's peace. There's power. There's strength. There's blessings. I pray that God will bless you. And I pray that God will keep you this day. But remember where we are. God's eyes are looking to us constantly. He's viewing us. He's seeking and seeing where we are. If our eyes are and our thoughts, thou shalt keep in perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee. Our thoughts need to be upon the Lord constantly, having that motion that I'm a Christian. God don't make you sit out here and say, lay me down to all these, but I don't believe that. But He wants, my mind is, and I'm a Christian. I'll say it that way. I don't have to worry. I don't have to be this concerned. I'm going to do the best I can do every day of my life, as long as I am. And I believe that is the call. It's not something complicated. It's not something far-fetched. It's workable. It's available. It's for each one of us to enjoy while we're here. If we're not enjoying our salvation, then something's wrong with us. We need to enjoy what we're doing with the Lord. He's our peace, if that's all understanding. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, just this last 6 months I've come back alive. Up to about 6 months ago, I've been faithful since we've been having service here, but I really didn't feel like it. In just the last few months, I'm really coming back. The Lord's blessed me. God will never let you go through with, He'll be with you. I don't care who you are. He's going to be with you. You may face some, what you say, a cross, whatever you might have to endure, but God will be with you. God will never forsake you. And there's going to be a crown one of these days. There's going to be a robe of righteousness. Oh, what a wonderful time it's going to be when we stand before the Lord our God. It's going to be a troublesome day for people who have not invested time, never invested any purpose. We have a purpose, and that's to serve the Lord. We have a desire to do His will. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you this day. I pray for those this day, Lord, that need extra strength and help them to be an overcomer. I felt the need was so powerful, different today that a lot of different things went out. The Lord told me to do it that way because there's people out there that need different parts. Whatever touches you, keep hold on to that. Whatever it is for you, hold on to that. It's for different places. That's why this is sort of out for the whole world. But out there is something in that message. It's for you. You just hang on to that one thought, and God's going to bless you. Let go of the rest of it. That one thing is for you this day. Whatever you need, take it. It's yours. God bless you in a mighty way. I pray that He'll help you to grow. If you don't know the Lord this day and haven't accepted Him as your personal Savior, I want you to accept Him this day. Lord, I want you to come to my heart this day. Lord, I want you to come to my heart this day. I wish to make Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I believe in His name. I believe in what He shed His blood on Calvary's cross for me. I'm willing. I want Him to save me this day. I want Him to wash my sins away, make me a new individual, a new man, a new woman in Him. And God will do that this day. And thank you this day for saving you. Whatever your need is, God will bless you in a mighty way. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. There was lots of good things on the table for you that the Holy Ghost served out. Get that thing that you need. Thank you, Father. We just praise You for how You did it again through Your Holy Ghost. Amen.